Hi, and welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. I invite you to call us at 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380, or you can leave us a voice message here. So, today I'm going to be concentrating on illegal immigration. And I'm sick of the argument of people saying it's racist. That's the first thing that they like to say when they want to silence the opposition. They never have an argument that's fair and balanced. They just scream racism. It doesn't matter the stats or the facts. They just scream racism. So I want to talk a little bit about facts. So let me just say, first of all, they say our immigration, illegal immigration policies are not right. They're inhumane. Let me read to you Mexico's immigration policy. Because in light of the Mexican publicity stunt with these caravan coming to our border, I just want to read how their immigration policies are. So, Mexico, they welcome only foreigners who would be useful to Mexican society. Let me repeat that. They welcome foreigners who will be useful to their society. Only us idiot, stupid Americans want to invite illegal immigrants that's not going to be useful to our society. Instead, they're going to be a burden on the society, as we all know, as far as taxpayers go. So there's that. But anyway, let me continue here. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements to the country and that they have the necessary funds for their substance. That's in Article 34. Furthermore, in Article 37, it says, foreigners may be barred from the country if they present upsets and equilibrium of the national demographic. So basically, if they come into the country and they don't want to learn the language, they don't want to deal with the culture, they just want to be a burden on society, Mexico will not accept them in the country there, which makes sense. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. That's in Article 73. It says, clearly it says that local and municipal police must cooperate with illegal immigration authorities in assisting them with the arrest of the illegal immigrants. Foreigners with fake papers or who enter the country under false pretense may be imprisoned. Let me repeat that. Foreigners with fake papers or who enter the country under false pretense may be imprisoned. Foreigners who fail to obey the rules will be fined, deported, and or imprisoned as felons. Why are we not doing that here? Let's follow the same immigration policies as Mexican. This is what we should do. I could go on, but you could look up the stats for yourself. I don't want to read the article and bore you. You can look up the stats for yourself and read the rest of the Mexican immigration policies. I don't like when people try to silence someone for being truthful and they use the word racist. I don't like that. They diminish the word. Because if you call everything racist, sooner or later, it's just going to be a punchline. No one's going to believe that you're actually racist. They're just going to believe you're doing it just to silence someone. Let me read you some statistics now. In America, as far as the illegal immigration stats go. So about 3.5% of the U.S. population consists of illegal immigrants. though the actual figure is obviously it's hard to determine. I think it's higher, but let's go with that. Now, in the United States, about 820,000 of an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants are considered to be removable crime aliens by the Department of Homeland Security. Why are they not removing them? So this is about 7.5% of the total illegal immigration population. So I don't know why they're still here. Honestly, you can't remove everyone. You can't. It's inhumane to just try to throw everyone out. You can't do it. So I feel that the ones that are in jail and the gang members, they should definitely go. We don't need that in America. We have our own gangs and homeless problems to take care of. We don't need them to disrupt the way that we live. So let me continue. 8.1 million illegal immigrants are either working right now or looking for work in the U.S. Now, basically what that's doing to poor blacks and white who are looking for work, or even children that are high school kids that used to get summer jobs, they're not going to be able to get summer jobs because all these illegal immigrants are working for low wages and taking the jobs that they might normally get in the summer. So you might want to think about that before you scream racism, racism. And I would say to you, if you're a millionaire or billionaire, put your money where your mouth is. Why don't you invite some illegal immigrants to live where you live? You certainly have enough rooms for it. Why don't you invite them there? That's because they're full of baloney, in plain English. In 2010, the illegal immigrants in the United States contributed over $10 billion in local or state taxes. Another $13 billion was contributed into Social Security. I believe that many of them right now are in the welfare system. And I'm hoping that this president ends that. They are not legal here. They should not be getting welfare. They should not be able to vote. How fair is that? And we know who they're voting for because we know that the Democrats are like a cash cow to them. And so they will definitely vote for the Democrats. Some of them don't speak English, but they have the ballots in all kinds of languages, which is another issue. If you look at all the different countries all over the world, they have their borders, language, and culture. Why don't we have borders, language, and culture? Our official language should be English. I'm not saying ban all other languages. I'm saying if you go to live in France, you gotta learn French. If you go to live in Italy, you gotta learn Italian, and so on and so forth. If you come to America, you should have to learn English. That's just the way it is. Because many of them are coming here and they're not assimilating in the population. They don't like our culture. Some of them still feel death to America. But why are they coming here? I'll tell you why they're coming here. They're feeding off of the lamb. They're taking us and milking us dry. And we're allowing them to do it. We're the idiots that are allowing them to do that. I really don't understand the way how our country works. It really makes no sense. It really doesn't. How stupid are we? We're going to wake up one day and not even recognize our country because it's going to be death to America. And sadly, many of you are self-hating, I guess, because you want this murderation to continue in America. Well, I don't want this to continue in America. I think we should put an end to it and we should stop this immediately. Now, I don't know how you can argue that we're not getting any better, we're getting worse as far as illegal immigration go. Why would you want this method to continue? It makes zero sense to me. Anyone with common sense can see that. And I say common sense because when I was growing up, common sense was really out and open, and many people had common sense. These days, when you go to school or college, they're teaching you, they're not really teaching you, what's the word I'm looking for? They're indoctrinating you. They're indoctrinating you. So any other, they're teaching you that any other opposition that's not in line with yours, you have to shoot it down with hate and violence. And that's just not how things are supposed to go in America, as I said before. We're a free country and we're supposed to act like it. I don't understand why or how we got so far along the path like this. It's really not right. So, as far as I go, I'm what you call it, I'm a sexual libertarian and a physical conservative. So I don't care what you do in your bedroom as long as you're consenting adults and you're not hurting children or raping anyone. Then what you do in your bedroom is your business. But when it comes to conservatism, physical conservatism, I'm definitely strong on that. Because if we are not careful, we're going to bankrupt the nation. And we're probably already bankrupt. And this president here, Trump, he's trying to fix this, to wrong the right of past presidents. And I don't, the media isn't helping by slowing him down, and even people in his own party trying to slow him down. Imagine if they were all working with him, how much he would accomplish. He's accomplished so much fighting the opposition and people in his own party. And these Never Trumpers are really ridiculous. Get over it. He won. Maybe you don't like his style, but he is definitely the most conservative president I think that we've ever had in my lifetime anyway. And that's saying a lot because I was a Reagan guy. I love Ronald Reagan, still do. But I feel that Trump is a lot more conservative. And if he didn't have to fight with the Democrats and fight with the establishment Republicans and fight with the media, he'd accomplish so much more. I don't know why Americans just don't want to succeed. It really frightens me how much of the snowflakes are out there that actually want to see this country fail just because they don't like the president. Now, I don't think that he's disliked as much, obviously, as the media is trying to portray it. Obviously, you could look at the poll numbers, and polls are something I don't trust anyway. I mean, look at the polls from the presidential election. If we went by those polls, Hillary would have been president. But we clearly see that she wasn't, and there is no collusion. So I don't want you to call me or leave a voice message saying, "What about the collusion?" No collusion. It's 2 years, like I said. They're still looking into it. How much more of our money will they take before they end this? Now, obviously, I know the answer already. Until they get him on something, whether they have to make it up or not. You know, my friends, there's one thing I can't stand is hypocrites. I mean, when Obama was president, they said that federal law trumps, no pun intended, state laws. So therefore, they said we had to go with the federal laws as far as the illegal immigration policies go. Okay, fine. Now, we have a new president there, and he's trying to enforce the illegal immigration policies. And you have states like California in this horrible state that I live in of Massachusetts that wants to have certain sanctuary cities. I mean, I don't even remember the lady's name, and I use the word lady lightly, in California, the mayor, whatever, who actually aided and abetted illegal immigrants to escape, and they were gang members. They were told that ICE were coming, she rang the alarm and let them know, get out of town. This makes no sense. I don't understand what Jeff Sessions is doing. Honestly, I am really upset with him a lot. And I could understand why the president is upset with him. I mean, he's not doing his job. He really is. First of all, he shouldn't have recused himself from the Russian investigation. It's just stupid. What is he doing? He's not making me very happy. You have blatantly, they're breaking the law, and if you let her get away with it, others are just going to be emboldened to do it. She needs to be locked up. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering her name right now. Her name isn't important. The thing that is important is Jeff Sessions is really a disappointment to me. He's really disappointing me. I don't understand why he's not doing his job. I don't get it at all. Maybe you guys get it. Maybe you can tell me the strategy that he has, because I certainly don't get it. Let me know, because maybe I'm just not seeing what you guys are seeing. And I would like to know, how do you feel about your tax dollars going towards illegal immigration, illegal immigrants that's not here legally? Some of them are violent. They're in jail. That's costing us money again. Some of them are robbing, raping, stealing, killing, and they're getting away with it. Why? Why do you not care about it? Why? Because you're doped up now. They make marijuana legal. They got you doped up, so you're not even thinking about anything, and they're just robbing from Peter and giving to Paul. It makes no sense to me. Zero sense. I don't understand it at all. Why would you even tolerate that? Like I said, look at all the countries in the world. Look at their illegal immigration policies, and you'll see that it's pretty much in line with Mexico's. They don't let people in that's going to be a burden on society, but we do. It makes no sense. And you get some of the arguments, they're saying, oh, what about the Statue of Liberty? It says, give us your tired, you're poor, and you're weak, and you're hungry. Well, what they don't tell you is when they look at the time frame of when that was in place. They don't understand that that was talking about illegal immigrants when there wasn't any welfare state. They didn't come here to suck the system dry. We actually were putting them to work, paying them wages, and working them to the bone, basically. They weren't coming here to be in a welfare state. And so that's the difference. It wasn't give us your tired, you're hungry, you're poor, and you're weak to go and live off of the system. It was give us your tired, you're poor, and you're weak to go and work and contribute to America. People don't talk about that. They had to learn English back then when they took the test to try to become an immigrant, a legal one. And people don't talk about that now. Well, maybe we should talk about that. I mean, you have companies that shooting themselves in the foot. Look at Starbucks. Why in God's name would you want to openly say you have public bathrooms and anyone can use them? So basically, homeless people are gonna be using your bathroom as their personal bathroom to shower in the sink and do all kinds of stuff. It's gonna disrupt your business. I mean, I don't like Starbucks coffee to begin with, but if I did, the environment will completely change now. It's not going to be relaxing. I'm not going to be able to go there and conduct business. And it's going to be a mess with bums infiltrating your bathrooms. It's just ridiculous. It's just like San Francisco. Look at the streets of San Francisco. It's filth of human feces everywhere because of the bum problem. That needs to be taken care of. I don't know why we shut down insane asylums. They should be reopened because essentially we're paying more having them out there than not having them locked up and getting help and being, you know, a help to society. They're just a burden on society, just like a lot of the illegal immigrants. They're the same. And, you know, it's just not a good thing at all. It's really bad on the society. I don't understand why we allow this. And I feel that we definitely should reopen the insane asylums. I don't understand why we're the idiots of the world. No other countries are tolerating these type of things. No one. I'm not talking obviously about third world countries. I'm talking about like France and the UK and Germany. Although I don't even want to talk about Germany. She is infiltrating her own country with so much illegal immigrants, and now they want to say that you can't even say anything against it, otherwise it's hate speech and they want to lock you up for that. It just makes no sense. I'm not certainly not going to live somewhere where they're going to tell me that I can't say something. If I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater, I'm not breaking law. If I'm not saying shoot or kill anyone, and I'm just speaking my mind, you're certainly not going to lock me up for that, and I'm certainly not going to stop. Like I said, though, you do have companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google via their YouTube platform who are silencing the opposition. They are telling us to be quiet. That's just the way it is. And I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to be quiet. I've never been quiet. You ask anyone who knew me from a child. I've always spoke my mind. I'm certainly not going to stop that now that I'm a man. I'm not going to stop speaking my mind. So that's just the way that it is. I'm not going to be silent. I will refuse to be silent. I'm curious to know your views on illegal immigration and some of the ways we can solve this issue. Most certainly building a wall is part of it. I don't see the big deal. It's definitely working in Israel. They used to have terrorists coming into their territory, killing them or trying to kill them anyway. Then when they put the wall up, it made it a lot more difficult and for them to try to do that. So it works. The wall works. We need common sense immigration policies, which we already have, illegal immigrants. We need to actually put those into work, and we need to stop with the sanctuary cities. Jeff Sessions need to get off his butt and do something about this. I've about had it with him. So those are pretty much my thoughts on illegal immigration. Until next time. I'm Rayshon Blyden for Political Bomb Show. Take care.
Hi, I'm Rayshon Blyden. I'd like to tell you about an autobiography called The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G. The autobiography is a story of a boy who grew up in a place filled with dysfunctional problems. He suffered with rage due to these circumstances and struggled to be a sociable, happy individual. This person eventually found God and made his way to be a positive role model in society rather than a negative. So it shows that you can work yourself out of negativity and be positive. I invite you to go to Amazon, read it on Kindle for $7.50. The Real, REHDOGG.